We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Very excited to have a friend and somebody you know, Tun Chilkin, in studio, played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, offensive lineman, and has been in the broadcast booth along with Bill Hillgrove. Bill was 25 seasons, I think, right, this year with the Steelers. 50 doing basketball.
Wow.
And Tunch has written a book called In the Locker Room, Tales to the Pittsburgh Steelers from the Playing Field to the Broadcast Booth with Scott Brown. So appreciate you coming in, Tunch.
Great to be with you, Larry. You know, I've heard you so much on the mornings. The first time I'm on with you guys, I feel honored.
You know, Tunch, the people that you circulate with and have circulated with through your career, both in the league and behind the microphone, I mean, you have been around some bigger-than-life human beings.
Yeah, I was thinking about it the other day. John, I am so blessed. Number one, that I got to immigrate to the States when I was 2.5 years old. I thank the Lord every day for that my father had the courage and the foresight, the wisdom to come to America.
For those that don't know, you're from Turkey.
Yeah, I was born in Istanbul. I remember when I first met Myron, I said I come to this country to play American football. I kick touchdowns. He goes, I thought you were an offensive lineman. John, you're very correct. When I came to the Steelers in 1980, they had just won their fourth Super Bowl, and I remember being in the cafeteria and watching all these Hall of Famers walk down the stairs.
Oh,
Lambert, Joe Green, Jack Ham, Terry Bradshaw, Franco, Mel. And I'm like, God, would you look at that? I said, I was thinking, would it be appropriate to get an autograph? Because if I get cut, I don't want to go home empty-handed. I've been very, very blessed.
Your story is incredible. But what prompted you after all this time to write this book?
Well, you know what? I'm not an author. I don't think of myself as an author. Triumph Publishing, who published the book, had contacted me several years earlier, and they said, Tunch, we have this book series, we think you'd be a good candidate to write it. I said, I'm not a writer, blah, 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 blah. I said, well, we'll get you a co-writer. And they had been after me for a couple of years, and I kept saying no. But then they said, we found a co-writer, Scott Brown, and I know Scott, Scott's a buddy, and, he worked for the Tribune Review for all those years, and, we developed a friendship. And when they said Scott would co-write it, that's when I said, okay.
Because you were comfortable with somebody.
Yeah, I was comfortable. Yeah, I was comfortable with Scott.
A matter of sitting down and just telling him the stories and then he put it into a printed word?
That's exactly what we did.
That's
great.
He
had his microphone and, he did a great job of pulling the stories out of me. We started over a year ago, but we really, the summer, we really, kind of focused all our time on it this past summer. He lives out by Greensburg, and I live in the city. We would meet in Monroeville, and we would just spend a few hours together and, do the book. And he did a great job.
And you're also known for your work with Light of Life Mission and many stories to tell.
And to you, it's a ministry.
Right. Yeah, I love the mission. I've been hanging out there for a long, long time. I first became aware of the mission in the late 80s when we were doing our celebrity trap shoot to raise money for the homeless. And then, I started hanging out there a lot when I retired. And then I was on the board of directors for several years. I was late to a meeting, and so they made me board president, so there's a lesson to be learned there.
Yeah.
I love the mission, and, what they do, to think that they've been ministering to the poor for over 60 years, right on the north side in Pittsburgh. And people always say, Tunch, what can I do for the homeless? I said, go down to Light of Life, get a tour. You know, you can serve, you can pray, you can give. You can mentor. There's many, many ways. And just, you know, those guys are my heroes. You know, the first time I walked through the doors of Light of Life, I was moved. I saw the love of Jesus, and I saw, you know, lives being transformed. You know, it's more than just a hand out, it's a hand up, and just they do a great, great work.
And I've always heard how important it is, not just to give, but to talk to these men and women, look them in the eye, ask them their name, how they doing, you know, engage.
Yeah. You know why? Because homeless people they feel invisible. Because a lot of people, you know, when they're approached by a homeless person on the street, they don't know whether they should give. And am I enabling? Should I give?
Right.
And I always say, just, you know, talk to them, encourage them, you know, tell them about Light of Life, you know. And so, yeah, I think you're very right, Larry. I mean, you know, I love to talk to homeless people. And the reality is, you know, when you go to the mission, there's a chapel service every morning before breakfast. And so guys in the chapel are waiting to go eat, and they'll hear a chapel speaker. You know, someone will do a devotion or a sermon. And, you know, one of my favorite things, whether it's on Thanksgiving or one of the other holidays, is to sit in the chapel and talk to guys, because everybody's got a story. And some of them are heartbreaking, heart-wrenching, and you know, a buddy of mine always says, if God is moving somewhere, I want to be there. And that's the way I feel about Light of Life. You know, you see lives transformed by the love of Christ, and it's just phenomenal.
We're just scratching the surface of our conversation with Tunch Ilkin in studio with us this morning. We have in studio with us this morning Tunch Ilkin, and he's got a new book out, In the Locker Room, Tales of the Pittsburgh Steelers from the Playing Field to the Broadcast Booth. He has seen it all, and he's telling all in his book.
Hey, I got
to Don't make
you.
It like it's a tell-all.
See what he said about?
It's not like that, Joe.
It's
about relationships. It's about my relationship with everyone from Coach Knoll to the chief to the ambassador.
What about Myron Cope?
And
your
Myron,
experience
you got
with
a whole
Myron.
Chapter in here about Myron.
Myron was the best. But Myron, you know, I used to say that Myron was like a rock star. Whenever on the road, we would be in hotels, and women would flock to him and kiss him on the bald spot on his head. Men would come up and do Myron stories to Myron, or Myron imitations to Myron.
Oh,
and I used to find that so humorous, you know. And it was you know, Myron was the best. And you know, I'll never forget the first time in the booth with Myron. You know, and I had worked for NBC the year before, or 2 years earlier. I was doing games for NBC, so I knew a little bit about broadcasting. But I remember I picked him up because he lived in Upper St. Clair. I lived in Upper St. Clair, and he said, I Tunch, do you mind if I smoke in your car? And I go, no, Myron, you can smoke. My dad was a smoker. Cigarette smoke doesn't bother me. He goes, okay. So we're going, and he said, listen, Bill will talk, and then I will give my opinion of what happened. Then if I want you to speak, I will ask your opinion. And so I thought, oh, I ain't ever going to speak. You know, I'm not
going to get a word in edgewise.
I'm not going to get a word in edgewise. So I wasn't expecting to speak in the whole first quarter. It was the Hall of Fame game, and it was the New Orleans Saints against the Steelers. I think it was 98, if I'm not mistaken. And the very first play, he goes, and that was a lovely tackle by the dear Levon. Do you not think, Tunch? And I froze. And I just froze. I didn't know. Do I not think? Do I think? Do I not think? What are you saying? Lovely. It's football, Myron. But that's what he was. He was just so much fun. He was just such a great guy.
What about individual player characters? Who jumped out at who was – maybe the guy in the locker room that made other guys laugh or pulled the practical jokes, or
you know, there were everybody was, you know, back in our day, Larry, in training camp, there were a bunch of practical jokes because There was no cable. There was no cell phones. There was no computers. And you were there for 6 weeks.
Wow.
And it was, you know, it was that. And, you know, the best practical joke ever was Tom Beasley and Jack Lambert were always pulling pranks on one another. So this this one time, Tom Beasley had a buddy who used to hunt rattlesnakes. So he brought a rattlesnake up to training camp for practice, and it was in this box. And we're all heading down to the practice field for the afternoon practice, and he let the rattlesnake out in the parking lot, and he had a one of those rattlesnake sticks, you know. So he had it pinned down, and then he put it back in the box. Well, that night, Beasley. So what we didn't see was that Tom Beasley's buddy left, took the rattlesnake out of that box, put it in another box, gave the box to Bees. So that night, Bees put the open box in Jack's dorm room. And so Jack comes back, you know, right at curfew, and all of a sudden you hear Jack yelling, "Attempted murder! Attempted murder! Bees, you're going to jail! Bees, you're going to jail!" So Chuck comes up. We're all up. You know, Jack was on the third floor, but I think it was the third floor by himself, right? He was away from everyone. And so we all come flying up there. Tom Beasley is walking down the hall with his shorts on and cowboy boots. He said, "Jack, just put some cowboy boots on. They can't strike lower any higher than the knee, so just put your cowboy boots on." And so Jack is yelling, and Chuck walks in right outside Jack's room, and he said, and Jack's going, "There's a rattlesnake in that room." And Chuck goes, "Jack, how do you," and he walks in, he goes, "How do you know there's a rattlesnake?" And he goes, "Because this afternoon there was a rattlesnake in that box. That box is open, and there's a rattlesnake in this room." And he goes, "And it's Bees, attempted murder." And he kept screaming at them. So all of a sudden, Chuck walks in and then looks at the box and then backs out. Yeah, it was one of the greatest.
That's a classic.
Yeah, it was a classic.
In the locker room, tales of the Pittsburgh Steelers from the playing field of the broadcast booth. Tun Chilkin with Scott Brown. This would be a great stocking stuffer.
No question about it.
And we appreciate you coming in so much, and the mission that you have with Light of Life and what you bring every day to our city. And we thank you on behalf of so many people who can't thank you.
Well, you're so nice. It is a blessing to be in the city. I'm the fortunate one. I'm the blessed one. I get to live in a community where people really care about one another and love each other, and I get to be part of a ministry like Light of Life that does so many great things, and I'm just very, very thankful.
Well, we thank your parents for having the vision to bring you here from Turkey.
Yeah. Yeah, amen to that.
Are we going
to
win Sunday?
I think so.
All right. Listen for Tunch and Wolf and, of course, Bill Hillgrove. That's a great team you got there.
Working with Billy, I've worked with some of the greatest people. You know, I worked with Sammy. You know, condolences to
Sam
Dana
Dover.
And her sister. And, you know, Sammy was the best. And, you know, I have with Myron and Bill and with you guys, and I've worked with Bob Pompiani and Derek
Gunn. Nobody has better hair.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks so much, Tunch.
Right, thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.